The Climate Change Division of the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change presents Climate Change Jamaica's Story, a 5-minute feature focusing on climate change, its current and projected effects, and what can be done to lessen its impacts.
Water is one of the most important substances on Earth. All plants and animals need water to survive. Without water, there would be no life on Earth, hence the saying, water is life. Water resources are important to both society and ecosystems. We depend on a reliable, clean supply of drinking water to sustain our health. We also need water for agriculture, energy production, navigation, recreation, and manufacturing. Our water resources are yet another area that is impacted by climate change. Climate change not only impacts the availability of water, but the quality of our water. Corporate Public Relations Manager for the National Water Commission, NWC, Charles Buchanan, says water supplies around the world are recognized as being among the most vulnerable infrastructural and supply services as it relates to the impacts of climate change.
If you identify the major areas in which climate change is likely to impact us, one being temperatures increasing, that itself has implications for the availability of raw water resources, as well as the demand for water supply in cooling down operations and our attempts at maintaining reasonable temperature controls. You also see situations in which climate change is expected to result in significant changes in the frequency of floods and droughts. In times of droughts, you would certainly have a shortage of raw water resources. And in times of floods, you kind of have too much of it and not in good enough quality. In both extremes, you will end up with service being disrupted or severely increased challenges in terms of trying to deliver service.
Mr. Buchanan says increased hurricanes associated with climate change also pose a major threat to our water resources. With the increased intensity and frequency of hurricanes comes the possibility of dislocation of pipelines.
We also have situations in which you would have the similar impacts to what you have during a flooding situation, in which you are having a little too much water at the same time. Your well fields may become flooded and contaminated. Intake structures may become damaged and silted over, and just too much stones and debris blocking it. And in the lesser problematic case, you may simply have high turbidity, where the water is just too muddy for treatment and normal use.
So what is currently being done to help Jamaica increase its ability to deal with or cushion the effects of climate change on our water resources? Well, the Water Ministry has been carrying out a number of projects across the island through the Rural Water Supply Limited and the NWC. These include catchment tank rehabilitation, rainwater harvesting, and guttering and pipeline extensions. Additionally, the NWC has undertaken the development of an over $1 billion artificial groundwater system in Hinswood, St. Catherine.
Basically, what we're seeking to do under that project is to assist the underground aquifer in being replenished with water to be able to feed the wells that we use to take the water from under the ground. It's basically a concept where, because the sinkholes and the soakaways are not working as efficiently as they used to, and the changes in climate putting more stresses on those areas, we've decided to do some man-made interventions to assist in that process so that the underground aquifer can be recharged with properly treated water.
While the government continues to implement projects and programs to help lessen the impact of climate change on our water resources, we too have a role to play in safeguarding these facilities from vandalism and abuse. We also have a responsibility.
Join us again next week on Climate Change Jamaica's Story as we look at the impact of climate change on the fisheries sector, as well as the possible adaptation strategies.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.